spirit time. We tend to think of time as a measurable instance between now and another now, as if now can be chopped up into pieces. Forget everything you know about time and think again, in spirit time. The objects of time and sense disappear in the illumination of spiritual understanding, and mind measures time according to the good that is unfolded. This unfolding is God's day. Mrs. Eddy healed a man who was wounded in the Civil War by recognizing that there was no Civil War. But she wrote, "Christian Science and Christian Scientists will, must have a history." These statements are not contradictory. They point to a retranslation of the word time. While John was recording his revelation, he was instructed not to record error. "The court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not." In other words, if you go about your business today, doing your chores, meeting your obligations, enjoying yourself, eating, sleeping, talking, indulging, sharing, and gratifying self, time has literally not occurred, and nothing has happened. Your so-called day is not recorded in time or eternity. It was not a waste of time. The activities that you generated on your own did not occur at all. Neither good nor evil came of it. The branch was cut off from the vine of time. If, on the other hand, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me" lives your day, then time is unfolding. There should be painless progress, attended by life and peace, instead of discord and death. When Mrs. Eddy illustrated seeking and finding in her book Christ and Christmas, the clock registered 12:05 a.m. 4 decades had passed in her earthly existence, while the dawning of the spiritual day began its first 5 minutes. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The lives of prophets and apostles recorded spiritual progress in human history. "As in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent supreme" was literally fulfilled in the life of Mary Baker Eddy. She fulfilled prophecy and recorded it in real time and in a real place. Mary Baker Eddy's church in Boston made visible that which was already complete in heaven. "Before Abraham was, I am," and "Upon this rock I will build my church" was finished in stone, the rock, truth, before the cornerstone was laid. Do we understand this? No. That is why we doubt the statement and do not personally demonstrate church on earth as it is designated in heaven. The moments that are recorded in time and space as a historic legacy are the ones that are sanctioned by divine love. The menagerie of mortal mind is left out of that record, for it cannot come into mind. Spirit time is infinite now. "My cup runneth over." I am the good poured out.